We're going to dump out of Jake here because we got Mr. Mike Clemens on the line. He's high in demand this morning, and we are talking a little bit of everything. 98Q Sports Reporter. Mr. Clemens, how are you today?
I'm stunned.
Busy. You're busy and you're stunned.
I'm stunned. Yes. You know, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. It was a late night. I can't believe. But you know, we got a press conference coming up this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and Brian Gutekunst is going to explain. Like, who are you, and what have you done with Goody? Because my God.
Well, the first part of this, Mike, is why the Cowboys would let a premier defensive player like this go. They're so hard to find. That's the first part of this, right?
The scary part is that he somehow became too much of a head case for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
This is an alpha dog. This is a guy that Jerry Jones thought he had a deal with in March, and then the player came back a little bit later and said, "Nah, I want more. Yeah. I want to be the highest paid. I understand I can't beat the quarterbacks, but I'm going to be the highest paid non-quarterback player in the history of the NFL."
Yeah.
And then this thing dragged out. And mm-hmm. You knew that Jerry, you know, even by this documentary that's out, I've only heard about it and had clips. I once rode in an elevator with Jerry Jones. Remember that game? It was a Thursday night game down in Dallas, and Brett Favre went down with an injury, and Aaron Rodgers took over, right?
Okay.
And it was the game where Terrell Owens poured the popcorn into his face mask because he was with the Cowboys then. Right? The Cowboys held on to win that game. And I get on the elevator. This seems to happen all the time. I'm going to the press box to go down to the locker rooms. And in comes in Jerry and Stephen Jones and the rest of the Cowboy regime. And the doors close, and he turns to Stephen and goes, "Now this is big, right? I mean, this is Cowboys, you know, conquer." He's writing headlines. How's this going to look in the press?
Yeah.
What are we going to say about this? Mm-hmm. I mean, just like a politician. I've been around him when he was, the visiting team at Lambeau Field, and the Cowboys lost. And so then, you know, the question was, is he going to fire the head coach? And I heard him, you know, the things he was saying in the hallway with about 30 reporters around him, like, what are you doing? Get back on the plane. And he did fire the coach the next morning.
Yeah.
But that, you know, Jerry is P.T. Barnum. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about the publicity for him.
As soon as this trade was announced, it's got Reggie White written all over it. Is that the instant flashback that you had with this?
Two first-round picks. The Packers have given up two first-round picks to get this guy.
Yeah.
You know, this Micah Parsons, who, frankly, has had over a dozen sacks the last 4 years in a row. The last guy to have numbers like that was Reggie White over 30 years ago when he came to Green Bay in free agency. Yeah. For the Packers to spend two first-round picks and make this guy the highest paid, he's going to get $188 million, $136 million guaranteed, highest non-quarterback player in the history of the NFL in a four-year deal. This is as significant as the Packers giving up a first-round pick to the Atlanta Falcons for some third-string quarterback named Brett Favre, or being aggressive early in the early days of free agency and somehow landing Reggie White in Green Bay and not some other major market.
Yeah.
Over 30 years ago. Yeah, it's a huge, significant move. And we're going to talk to Gutekunst, LaFleur, and then later, this is how significant it is for Green Bay. They don't do this anymore. They're bringing in Micah Parsons for a press conference at 2:30.
Yeah, Gutekunst's legacy begins now, right?
Well, here's the other thing. So, when you know, we were watching this, and then you kind of thought, oh, this might be cooking. And then I also know from my own observations that there was some network activity going on yesterday. I thought, uh-oh, something might be up here. I don't think these guys are out the door and taking off going fishing for their Labor Day weekend, these players and the coaches and everyone. And then I'm at a press conference at 4 o'clock with Mark Murphy, and he's talking to the media before he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame banquet, the big dinner, 1,500 people, $300 a plate. And he's going into the Packer Hall of Fame as a solo inductee. Great honor after 17 years of a great job as CEO. He's standing there taking a couple questions, and then one guy behind the cameras is looking at his phone and says, Mark, do you care to comment on this report that just got posted that Micah Parsons has been traded to the Packers? And he, his jaw dropped. Like, no, he's, you know.
Artificial intelligence.
AI. Yeah. That's AI or something, you know. And then he was asked again, and he said, what did they get? So this means this guy who just retired a month ago could not believe it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I thought, oh, is this the Ed Policy era? Is Ed Policy in there telling Brian Gutekunst, get him, make the trade, I don't care, do whatever it takes? Because this doesn't sound like a Ted Thompson move, and, you know, that's what Brian Gutekunst has always done. What would Ted do?
Yeah, yeah, and Mark Murphy's retiring right. He retired correctly. If you didn't know that was going on, that's good. But equally as important as a Micah Parsons thing, Mike, is Jordan Love and his thumb, and how if that might affect him on opening weekend next weekend.
Jordan Love, Packers quarterback, and in the first preseason game on his last snap, he gets sacked, and he bangs his head on a helmet. And I asked him about this yesterday. I said, so on that, he went to practice on Monday. That game was on a Saturday night. And practiced with it to try and test it out. I said, so after that practice, you decided to go ahead with the surgery. So was it the pain, or is it, no, the stability? It was unstable. You know, I just, like, and, you know, we talked to the doctors, like, well, how long would this, like, take to heal? And, well, it may not. And they tried to, and finally he said, okay, I agree. So they flew him out to L.A. He had the surgery. And at first they told us, oh, yeah, we think he'll be ready for week one. Well, he will be. He's thrown the ball great. But he also let us know yesterday he'll be wearing this brace now for the first couple of weeks of the season. So that means he's going to be handing off with his right hand. Mm-hmm. He's probably not going to be able to take many snaps under center, if any, because, you know, that's what you use it for.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the way he's going to operate with that brace on his left hand that you've seen in the TV picture.
Yeah. So does this make the Packers a favorite in the NFC North now, you think? Or the Lions still got the edge?
I got to tell you, I haven't seen much tape of the Lions, you know, how they've done in their preseason. And that's, you know, part of my assignment this weekend. I just know this, that, you know, the new president is coming in and saying to Gutekunst and to LaFleur, the reason you're not being, we're talking contract extension now is because in the last couple of years, the Lions have taken over the division, and now the Vikings right behind them, and you guys were 1-5, and you've got to win the division back. What are you going to do? This is what their plan is.
Yeah, exactly. The Badgers' defense looked good last night. Offense with Edwards going down, struggled, but good to see that defense dominating anyway. That seems to be a theme for the Big Ten, defense first, right?
Yeah, well, and this kid named Preston Zachman, who stepped up at safety, made two legit interceptions, one that set him up, you know, in the red zone so they could have a touchdown. But, I mean, can you believe this? For the third year in a row, Luke Fickell's there, and he brings in this new quarterback, Billy Edwards Jr., who I thought looked kind of out of sync. Those first three or four drives that he had. I mean, he didn't have didn't follow through on a play action fake handoff. Looked out of rhythm with his receivers. Maybe it had to do with the play calling. I don't know, but it, you know, didn't look great.
And a non-contact injury. Non-contact.
He's handing off on the inside, and he's running back into the backfield and right over the logo, right over the big W in the middle of the football field at Camp Randall Stadium. All of a sudden, he just goes down. His leg buckles. The left leg that's got a brace on it from an injury he had during the fall camp. And they take him into the tent. They take him in the locker room, and he comes back out in civilian clothes. So he looks like he's got some kind of a knee injury. The Badgers wouldn't say exactly after the game. So then they brought in this Danny O'Neill, their backup quarterback. And I thought right away he looked better. You know, running the football, timing. Moving completing the passes. Edwards has probably got the bigger arm and is the bigger kid, but you know, Danny O'Neill at least was able to move the offense a little bit better last night. So
yeah,
but you know, I mean, what a nightmare for Luke Fickell.
Exactly,
if he lost another quarterback like that.
Oh, and by the way, the Brewers are the best team in baseball. So yeah, just third on the headlines.
They still are, and it didn't hurt that the Cubs lost a couple games in San Francisco against the Giants as well. They're playing the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto. They're a good team too. So
how bad does it hurt to lose McGill for a while here, the closer? How much does that mean to him?
It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. You know, and Jose Quintana had a bad day yesterday against the Diamondbacks. Probably his worst performance of the year. Yeah, you know, closer right now is a head scratcher for them.
All right. Very good. All right, Mr. Clemens, you have a busy couple of days ahead, and we'll look forward to hearing from Mr. Parsons this afternoon. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week again.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Mike Clemens, he's there. He's in Green Bay. He'll be at the Micah Parsons press conference, and you'll be hearing sports updates through the day, as you always do, from our very own Civic Media's Mike Clemens. We got 8.